Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA Plus, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.
Consequence Podcast Network.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
High five.
You're really good at this.
Yeah, I have no idea what's happening.
Is it What Podcast? High five, which means Barry, up top, buddy.
High five, man. All right.
All right, so a quick little clip from a What Podcast from the past. I always like when our guys, our people, tell the story of how they went to Bonnaroo before they actually played Bonnaroo. Those stories are always my favorite.
And this might be my favorite of those. Yeah, I agree. This was so funny. And it was early on in our show, right? I mean, it was first year. Yeah. And if you remember, and I know you do, we had so much fun with Paul Janaway from St. Paul and the Broken Bones that we made two episodes.
Yeah. It was our first double episode. I just love hearing how much the artists that play Bonnaroo love Bonnaroo before they ever got on stage, right? And the just joy that comes out of his voice when he's telling the story of walking around being the, what was he, parking cars?
Security.
Security. And he's walking around loving this festival and saying to himself, all I want to do is play this festival one day.
And he actually, and he talks about it in this clip, he says, I can sing as well as those guys. Yeah, that was huge.
You don't say, Paul. Yeah, you don't say.
That's really cool to hear him talk about that. It changed his life.
Honestly, this interview was one of those interviews that changed the course of the podcast, really, because, you know, it gave us this it buoyed us to talk to more artists and be a little light and fun. And boy, this story, I tell this story all the time.
I know.
I love this story so much.
It's one of my all-time favorites. Yeah, you're exactly right. When it happened, I think we both said that was, I think you and I both, when we hung up with him, said, that's one of the best interviews I've ever done in my life.
Yeah. Well, let's get to it. It's a What Podcast High Five. Paul Janaway from St. Paul and the Broken Bones telling a story about his first ever Bonnaroo.
Things, but we also talked at Bonnaroo. You told me a great story, which is one of the reasons we wanted to talk to you. You actually worked Bonnaroo, right? Didn't you volunteer?
I did. I had actually, the first time I went, slept in my car. I was working at a tanning bed.
What?
No joke. I'm the most untanned person on the planet.
And you're like a freshly peeled apple.
I think Radiohead was playing. It was the first year Radiohead played. And I was working at a tanning bed because I didn't have a car, so I had to drive. I had to walk there. It was the closest thing I could walk to. And so I spent my whole month's paycheck on a Bonnaroo ticket to go see Radiohead. And I slept in my car, and that was terrible. So the year that Jay-Z and Stevie Wonder played.
God, that was my favorite year of Bonnaroo history, man.
Yeah, I couldn't afford a ticket. And, you know, the whole thing that they dangle is like, hey, you can work security.
Yeah.
We'll pay you, like, minimum wage. But guess what? You do a 12-hour shift, and then you get 12 hours off. And you're like, this sounds amazing. This is an amazing deal. Uh-huh. It's not an amazing deal.
That 12 hours off is pretty good.
The 12, sure, but when I got sun poison on Thursday on my leg, I was just like, this is awful. So what is funny, though, I was like, so the first night I was so tired, I was like, I can't go see it. But Stevie Wonder and Jay-Z were playing, and I was like, all right, I'm going to go. I got to go see that. So I started watching Stevie Wonder. He gets off. Jay-Z's about to go on. I'm trying to get close. And I feel something warm running down my back. Oh. And I turn around, and there is a giant man who is on some sort of drugs peeing on my back.
Oh, my God.
I am not kidding.
Oh, my God.
I am not kidding. And I turn around, and I was like, what's going on right now? And by the like, what is my life come to? And then I turn back around, and the guy's already, like, shot out. And I was just like, you know what? I've got sun poison. This is awful. I'm going to watch Jay-Z with pee on my back. And that's what I did.
The delicate touch of Paul Janeway, when a man is peeing on him, he turns around and he says, hey, so what's going on here?
Yeah. he was a giant. What was I going to do?
What was your post? What did you actually have to do at Bonnaroo? What was your job?
I was there. There was like a VIP, like I was at the door, or at the gate.
Right.
Yeah. And it was right. And so there was two things I had to do. You know, check credentials, and then also also make sure that hippies did not stay in the road because there was trucks going, you know, 40 miles an hour there.
Yeah.
And so people just like, man, just chill out. And I'm like, you're going to die.
Get out of the road. That was right around the same year the guy got hit by the porta potty cleanup truck, wasn't it?
That's my point. And so what was so magical for me, I even get like kind of emotional thinking about it because doing that and Bonnaroo being so close to Birmingham and me, you know what I mean? Like spending all my money on a Bonnaroo ticket. And then in 2014, getting to play it, it was honestly like I there are a few points in my life or professionally in this that I vividly remember. And that's one of them because it was just, it felt like a dream. It felt like I remember being a patron and sitting and going, I think I sing better than they do.
Mm.
Then having a moment and then being on stage, I just tried to soak it in all day.
Thank you so much, Bonnaroo. We are St. Paul and a Broken Bones from Birmingham, Alabama.
What podcast high five? Paul Janeway, St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Next week, another high five from Paul Janeway. This interview that you can go back and listen to the full thing is available on the whatpodcast.com. But next week is a story that, you know, when they get big and they blow up and they don't really know that it's their time and it's their moment, that's next week with Paul Janeway. There's so much in this interview that we could have pulled, but we like these clips in particular.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can also hear it on the Consequence Network, where we are. You can find all of our podcasts, but just definitely go back and listen to this, both of these. It's like we said, it's two episodes and it's a lot of fun.
It is so much fun. And I think that the great thing about Paul is that he feels as though a dude that you could literally do this all day with.
Yeah.
He has got stories and he loves music so much. He loves these artists so much. I just want to hang out with him. You know, yeah. I just feel like, wait, we have to go?
Yeah,
please,
don't hang up. Don't
please
go.
Stay.
He's also that guy that every single person who sees the band for the first time says, this guy sings the blues? Do what?
Yeah.
What?
There is something about St. Paul that the first show is always the one that makes your head turn, right?
Yeah. That comes out of that mouth.
That's right. He looks like that. Looks like my accountant.
Right. Yeah. Or the guy who works for my accountant. He's not the accountant.
Yeah. All right. So next week, another high five with Paul Janeway. Until then, love you. Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, welcome to Kyle Meredith with Consequence, where we check out some cool new things happening on the Consequence Podcast Network. I'm Kyle Meredith, and today I get to talk to Ann Erickson, host of our new Consequence podcast, Beyond the Boys Club.
Hey, Kyle.
And congratulations on Beyond the Boys Club. Well, what can you tell us about it?
4 years ago, I started a column published on Consequence called Beyond the Boys Club. The goal was to spotlight the women making a name for themselves in rock and metal. All these artists share their passion for music and their stories of breaking barriers as women in the music industry. This fall, we're taking the conversation further in the Beyond the Boys Club podcast. The interview series will welcome amazing female and non-binary artists from across the genre spectrum to share their stories and triumphs as they follow the beat of their own drum and shake up the scene.
That sounds awesome. I can't wait to check it out. And we should all check it out because Beyond the Boys Club arrives twice monthly on Tuesdays, wherever you get your podcasts. Great talking with you, Anne.
Thanks, Kyle.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Consequence Podcast Network.